My guest today is Mason Beals. He's going to talk about Elkhorn on INSP. Mason, thanks for stopping by. And once you got the script, you were blown away, right? Young Teddy Roosevelt, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, totally. It's like, it's one of those things that, you know, when I first got like the sides for like the audition, it was like, I was like, I don't know if I'm like a Teddy Roosevelt type or whatever. But then like, as I continued to read it, it was just like, yeah, just so crazy learning everything that was true that happened in the show, all the different sort of like adventures that he went through. It's just like, yeah, no, I was definitely like blown away by like the entire experience.
No doubt. So the process as an actor auditioning for something, did you know it was Teddy Roosevelt when you auditioned?
Yeah, I did. And it was one of those that was like the breakdowns for the audition were kind of like, you know, do your research. And like, I was, because I knew that it took place and kind of like the Wild West, it takes place in like the Dakota territories during the 1880s. And it was one of those that I was like, I have no idea like what that accent looks like. I have no idea, you know, so I was able to like actually listen to some of his speeches. Like there's like a couple that were recorded and I was like, okay, I kind of got that idea. Yeah. And so from there, it was kind of like a matter of just like figuring out like what a young Teddy Roosevelt is like, because there just isn't like that much media sort of representing that kind of like.
No doubt. The Men That Built America talked about Teddy Roosevelt. I'm almost positive. And there's different History Channel stuff out there. But I, you know, history tells two different stories of Teddy Roosevelt, right?
Yeah.
Did you do both the research of both of them? I want to get into that before even the show, because it intrigues me.
Yeah. No,
what did you think of the portrayal of Teddy Roosevelt in history? There's two different people portraying him as a hero and as a goat in Rice, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah. No, I mean, me personally, it's like, I was really focusing on this like time era, because it's so specific, you know, it's like, he's coming off of this huge tragedy in his life. And then he just is like, okay, I want to become a cowboy. And like, so he just had this like laser focus on that. So yeah, I really just kind of like looked into like this time of his life, because it really shaped him so much into like who that kind of presidential figure becomes, you know? So for this, it was like very specific to like this time era. So yeah, and that part was like just really exciting.
And that's what made Teddy Roosevelt so like, his stories in the war and stuff, right, are so impressive because of wanting to be a cowboy. So let's paint that picture for the show, right?
Yeah.
That you talk about wanting to be a cowboy, right? Mm-hmm. Like go deeper into like the whole premise of the show and what about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, you know, on Valentine's Day, his mother and his wife passed away, like from completely unrelated circumstances, and he just had a baby girl. And so, and he was a New York reformer at the time. He was really kind of like killing it in the like political game, and it was doing very well. And then this like tragedy happens. And it really just kind of makes him snap a little bit. The way that I kind of saw it sort of like compared to is like if somebody today had something really tragic happen and then got into F1 racing, you know what I mean? Like really dove into that. Like he decided to like start this like new adventure of this thing that he's always been passionate about. And he just dove in head first to become a cowboy, to become, you know, to have a cattle business, you know? And so he went out to like kind of the last place that was really still kind of the Wild West. It was like the North Dakota or just the Dakota territories. And yeah, he really just sort of like kind of made this dream happen and just continued to like face obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. But he's Teddy Roosevelt. So he just like, you know, he was kind of, he's the bull moose. He just like plowed right on through, you know?
Right. No doubt. And kind of define the characters that are around Teddy in this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Teddy's right-hand man is this man named Bill Sewell, who kind of like Teddy grew up around, and he really is sort of a mentor figure. You know, you have the two villains of the show. You have the Marquise de Moray and Medora, who are sort of they're the sort of affluent people who like run this town of Medora. And they're trying to like fight for power in a way that like they will kind of do anything to sort of, you know, make sure they continue to have that power. Cause like Teddy Roosevelt coming into this territory is a big threat to him. He's a big name. He's basically a celebrity to everybody in this town. You know, he comes from
Oh, really? Already he's a celebrity of the town. How is he already a celebrity of the town?
he's already a celebrity in the town because he comes from one of the more affluent families at the time in New York. And he was already this New York politician who was getting rid of all this corruption. And so everybody knew like Teddy Roosevelt. So there are many, many moments where people are like, I know who you are. And he's like, man, everybody knows me, you know? And he's kind of a little annoyed because he wants to blend in. He wants to be a cowboy, but he's kind of got this sort of internal struggle that like keeps him from, you know, kind of fully being a cowboy. Yeah. And plus there's just so many other characters. I mean, the show is just like riddled with like really just such a great cast and just such a great set of characters that it like, you know, it's so fun as like being the lead of the show that I get to kind of like bounce around and be with all these different like characters, and everybody's kind of got their different backstories and all their different struggles. So yeah, it's just really exciting stuff.
And they probably didn't like Teddy, a lot of people, because he's a New York politician.
Yeah, there are the people who are from Medora, people who are out there for like the ranching business, who are like, they're like, what are you doing here, Four Eyes? You know, and they're like really not happy that this sort of like affluent nerd has kind of come in to try to like live the cowboy life. And those people are a little bit rough around the edges and have a hard time accepting him. And there are those who like do learn to kind of accept him, because at the end of the day, he isn't like somebody who's just coming in and just trying to show off. Like, he wants to be a cowboy. He fully wants to be a cowboy. And those people end up kind of liking him. And then there's other people who just will never like someone who is Teddy Roosevelt, you know? And, you know, he deals with those people in the way that he deals with them. You know, he's, you know, he has no shame about who he is as a person.
So define cowboy. How would you define a cowboy?
How would I define a cowboy? So I think a cowboy is literally somebody who works, you know, they're on horseback, they are in the ranching business, they are lassoing cows, they're out on the fields, they're branding cattle, they do the roundup at the end of the fall. Yeah, it's really, I think a cowboy is the person who puts in the work during the ranching business. You know, it's like he could just sort of be, you know, an executive type of like being someone who just sort of like sits in his ivory tower and manages it. But no, he makes it a point to like get out there, be in the field, buy horses, wrangle cattle, chase cattle down, be in gunfights, all the whole kit and caboodle of like what it means to be a cowboy.
All right. And so you're going to get to know not just Teddy Roosevelt, but other people as well. What surprised you most about learning about young Teddy?
Yeah, what surprised me the most about young Teddy, I think what surprised me the most is that he isn't like a perfect person, you know what I mean? Like in like with the relationships in his life, like, you know, for as confident as he is in himself, that does have a certain level of stubbornness and thick-headedness that it's like he's like, I'm gonna do it my way. And I think sometimes that can get in the way of the bigger picture because he really is just so determined. I think that's kind of interesting. And again, it's like, he just, you know, growing up, he had asthma, he had terrible eyesight, he had like stomach issues. He had all these things that like kept him from being like, you know, a big man, you know, and all this stuff. And yet he didn't let it stop him, you know?
And then this time, so is he gonna like a creature out of water at this point?
Going 100%. Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, like the amount of times people call him Four Eyes in the show is, you know, you could count it on multiple hands, because it's, nobody is used to even people having glasses out there, let alone being someone as standoutish as Theodore Roosevelt.
Now, my question to you is the director, producer, how do they figure out the story, especially the writers, the story, figure out specifically historically what, there's not a lot out there on young Teddy Roosevelt, is there?
Yeah, I mean, he wrote a couple of books during his time in the Dakota Territories. And, you know, you're definitely reading them and being like, okay, I wonder how much of this is true, even from his own perspective. Because you're like, you know, he loved to tell a tale, you know. From the writer's perspective, I think they did a really great job of taking, in this first season, of taking things that really happened and making them into a, you know, like in a Gunsmoke type show. I don't know if you've watched much Gunsmoke, but it really is very similar, like in the way that these sort of like adventures kind of happen. That part's really cool. And it was funny just being on set and like doing a scene and the producer being like, you know, this really happened, you know? And I was like, oh yeah, got it. like it happens. He said that so many times that I was like, I'm just going to start assuming just like everything in this show happened, you know? So they did a really great job of like, and again, like there is only, I think, one character in this show who is fictional, who has been written for this show. And then the rest are all real historical people. And I think we plan to like continue to sort of see those characters like grow more and more. So it's all exciting.
Is he kind of staying in touch with New York while he's there? I know it's like Telegram or stuff, right? Telegram or.
Yeah, he does a little bit because he still has family. He has, you know, he has a brother and a sister in New York still. And he, you know, continues to kind of communicate with them because they're actually watching over his baby, who he left behind in New York to go become a cowboy. And I know. That's one of those things that it's like, yeah, he made a big decision, you know. That's like, it's one of those that I, again, as like an actor, I kind of do appreciate, because it is like, he's not just like this altruistic hero. He has shortcomings, like, and I think that, like, we all do, you know? And so, yeah, he continues to like communicate with his like family, but he really does try to like, he came out to the Dakota territories to be a cowboy. And he makes it very clear that he's like, I'm trying to put all politics behind me. I'm trying to just not live that life anymore. But they do tend to follow him wherever he goes, because he just is such a leader.
And then it's interesting that he did that. So yeah. He had no plans to ever become president of the United States after his politics.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I really do believe that like he intended to like be a cowboy the rest of his life, or to be like some sort of adventurer. Like he just wants to be an adventurer so bad. I mean, wow. You'll hear him in the show so much talk about all the different sort of like books that he read of like true tales and fiction of just like these adventurers that he just idolized. And he, you know, he's such a manifester, really. Like he really does sort of like make his future happen the way he wants it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, totally. Wow. Yeah. What's that?
How did he do it? Like with, I guess not, it'll give away, right?
Yeah, sheer will. You know what I mean? I mean, really, I mean, there's no spoilers there. It's just sort of like he will make anything happen. I mean, really, there are some, you know, I'm excited for people to watch this show. I really am, because it's like in the last couple of episodes of the season, some really exciting things happen. Like he faces some obstacles that you're like, oh man, like, I don't know. And his stubbornness, again, it's his stubbornness is one of those things that is like, can get in the way, but it's also so commendable. Like it's such a weird little balance, you know.
Let's talk about, like, you talked about specifically the character, how he is, what do you think leadership qualities did he exhibit at that time,
mm-hmm,
that you find that compared to like more leadership qualities he learned being in the Dakotas?
Yeah, I think that like he has a really like true sense of justice. You know, that was part of like his time being a New York reformer politician, was that he was getting rid of corruption. He hated that there were people in power who were being paid to pass certain laws and bills and all this stuff. And he went in and like took that out. He took that same sort of mentality right into being a cowboy, right? There are people who are trying to get away with corruption and in the Badlands, and he just won't let it happen, you know? And I think because he does look out for the little guy, and I do think that he, you know, he's one of those people, you know, I like this quote in general, that is just, you know, being brave is not having fear, it's having fear and overcoming it. And, you know, he talks about in some of his writing of like being afraid and like overcoming that. And like, I think that to me makes him a really great leader, is that he's not, you know, just, yeah, brash and brazen and stupid. Right. He is like kind of fearful and calculated, but he will make things happen.
Now, did you ever think you'd play a president?
No, never, ever, you know, definitely not. No, I'm like, I do like comedy quite a bit. And so it was that thing where I got, yeah, the audition, and I was like, I don't know, I'm a weird little dorky guy. There's no way that I'll be like this like presidential figure. And yeah, just one thing led to another, and it just kind of kept working out. And it was like, really, like I could see myself playing this character as like the audition processes went on and really started to understand him. And like, yeah, I Definitely.
This is definitely your biggest role, right? Where you're seeing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How's this going to piggyback on you? It's probably already helped you with auditions, right? After getting this?
A bit. You know, it's one of those things that, like, we shot for, you know, I mean, the process of, like, getting the show, like, up and running and shooting was kind of a lengthy process. And then when we were actually shooting, you know, I felt like I was on this adventure with Teddy, because, like, this was my first big role, and we were out in Acton, California, and it was like 110 degrees most days, and I'm on horseback and like thick period clothing.
You're not ready to go do an audition after that.
No. Yeah, exactly. No, but it's just one of those things that I was like, I was on an adventure, you know, for like a good chunk of time. And it really was like both, you know, creatively satisfying, but also life satisfying, if that makes sense, you know. So I'm excited to like continue to do more things for sure. I just, you know,
you think you're gonna stay in the Western theme? Are you gonna start doing more Westerns?
It would be interesting, you know, because the thing is that like the way that Teddy is he's such a distinct character in this whole world that it's like it would be fun to dip, like to be another character in a Western setting, you know what I mean? Like, cause he's so specific. I'm not like Mr. Cowboy, you know, like I'm kind of like, oh, hey, how's it going? I'm Teddy Roosevelt, you know? And so, yeah, it would definitely be fun. I'm excited to like, just work on anything really. I just, you know, the whole process of like filmmaking and acting is just, yeah, I just love it.
And the opportunities are there. They're coming.
I think so. Definitely. It's like, I'm really, overall, I'm just excited for people to like see the show. You know what I mean? Like, I think that, you know, the people who made this show, I think they really know the audience for this show. And I think that like the audience for the show is really going to love this show. Cause it's just, yeah, again, it's like such a callback to kind of, to like the Gunsmoke era of TV. And just, I don't know, there's something very like, kind of like nostalgic about it.
It seems like a very exciting time for you for sure.
Oh, 100%.
Young Teddy. But I think it's great. And so people got to go check out INSP. Has the series started?
The show premieres April 11th.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you still have some time.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a couple of weeks till it comes out. Yeah. I guess about a month now. Comes out April 11th on INSP, I think like 9 p.m. Eastern time. You know, all that information's on the internet, you know. yeah. And they've started to put out some promos and stuff like that too, which have just been like so fun to watch. And I've gotten to see some episodes. It's just, yeah, it's exciting stuff.
No, definitely. I guarantee once you get on screen and then you could use that promo and say, hey, you could see me as a lead for 8 episodes or how many episodes the series is, that's going to help you a ton.
Yeah. For sure.
Get to get more work. But again, it might be there's going to hopefully be more seasons, right? This is not just one shot thing, right?
They are hoping for more seasons. I'm excited to see where they like, since this first season, they were kind of a little bit more locked into sort of the history of it. We've talked about that, like later seasons, we get to kind of like just explore these characters more and like explore these stories more. So I definitely would be like very excited to like see where like, you know, these stories go, and just, yeah, it just gives like so much more room for.
All right, Mason, do you have social media people can follow you?
Yes. Yeah. You can follow me on Instagram at Mason Beals 97. I'd say that's like kind of the primary spot, you know? Yeah, I think that's the main place. I don't really do like Twitter and all that stuff, okay. You know.
All right, sounds good, Mason. Appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was great talking.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.